Welcome to the Hearing Marketing Profits Podcast, the show that reveals how to take your hearing practice to the next level. Hear from professionals in the industry as they share their stories of success and inspire you. You'll also discover how to attract more customers with effective digital marketing strategies. Here is your host, Shane Gebhardts.
All right, welcome to the Hearing Marketing Profits Podcast. We've got a good topic for you today. So this question has come up quite a bit in recent discussions with existing clients, people that we've done strategy sessions with and talked to about their marketing. And the question pertains to how to actually measure the success of practice marketing itself overall. So not just one specific campaign, but the entire component of marketing for the hearing practice itself. There's a couple points that we want to dive into today. So we're going to kind of unpack these one by one. But first, we're going to start with what I think is a pretty obvious one, but it's, you know, setting goals and timelines. We see this a lot. I see this a lot where a practice, a marketing director, an owner wants to run some kind of campaign specific to a promotion or, you know, special price, special sale to sell more hearing aids. And really, they may have a timeline in mind, which is pretty common, but the goal itself of the campaign is not properly fleshed out and thought all the way through. So point being, that's kind of step one, is once you have an idea of the campaign you want to run and you know, hey, this is what we're looking to do, and this promotion is going to last for 3 weeks, really taking a step back and saying, okay, what's our overall goal? Well, obviously most people's goal at the end of the day is to sell more hearing aids and help more patients. But at the same time, there could be other goals attached to that. It could be, you know, also grow our social media presence. It could be get more followers on the Facebook, get more followers on the YouTube channel, get more followers on the Instagram page. It could be grow our email list. So things like that are also things to consider that a lot of people overlook because they get so fixated on, hey, all I want to do is sell more hearing aids, right? I want to reach more people, get more patients, and sell more hearing aids, which I understand is the core goal, you know, for most marketing campaigns, but unless it's a branded campaign, which is a little bit different than a direct response campaign, which we'll get to here in just a second. But for the most part, you want to sit down, you want to think about, okay, we're going to run this one for 3 weeks. And at the end of the 3 weeks, this is what we're looking to achieve, which then leads me into kind of point number two, which is reporting. It's very easy and very straightforward to understand, you know, when it comes to reporting on the digital side, what all goes into that, right? There's so many tools these days. There's so many dashboards that can be set up. There's so many different things that you can put in place that will help you understand, okay, here's the success of my campaigns. Here how things are going. Here's the KPIs that I'm tracking. So it could be cost per lead, cost per appointment, all the way down to, you know, your true ROI. I spent X and I'm looking to achieve a 4X return, 5X return on my investment. Those are all very straightforward concepts, but being able to track those, knowing those is one thing. Being able to track those is a completely different thing, because unless you have certain systems or pieces of software in place, you're never going to know those actual numbers like you should. So that's point number two. Point number two is you need to have the reporting figured out before you launch the campaign. You need to have the tracking in place and everything set up, and then actually do a test run all the way through to see, okay, is everything working and firing properly as far as, you know, tags and pixels. A lot of this technical stuff on the digital side needs to be in place before you can get an accurate number of what your ROI is or what your cost per lead was or whatever it is you're looking to track. So point being, take some time before, instead of rushing to get the campaign live, take a little bit of time beforehand to sit down and say, okay, here's what we want to track. Here's what's important to us. Here's our leading and lagging indicators that let us know the success of our marketing. So point number two, get your reporting in place and iron out those KPIs that you are specifically looking to track that will help you know, okay, this is a successful campaign. Point number three, digital versus traditional marketing. So we have this conversation quite a bit. When we work with our clients, you know, obviously we're a digital marketing agency. Pretty much 95% of what we do focuses on the digital side, but that's not to say that we don't have some conversations and influence on the traditional side. So when I'm saying traditional, I'm talking about your print, radio, television, that type of stuff. One of the main things that I see practices miss out on is when they do run a promotion, first and foremost, it's not uniform across all of their platforms, meaning they might be running something with the local billboard agency or billboard company in town, and they don't put anything on social media or any of their digital stuff talking about the same promotion that they're running on digital, which makes zero sense. You absolutely want to unify everything together and make sure that everything is on the same page when it comes to running promotions. So you want to mirror or match your digital to your traditional marketing and make sure they're working in unison. I was just explaining this to a client the other day, but I was in the car heading somewhere and a radio, as I got in, I turned, you know, the radio came on and there was something on the ad that caught my interest. But by the time they finished it, there was no call to action at the end of the ad. And I didn't even know who the ad was for. So I had no way to go and, you know, do whatever it is I wanted to do, you know, research it more, go look at their website. I had no idea, you know, what to do next. So I just went about my day. Marrying those two together and putting a call to action at the end of the ad or on the billboard or, you know, in the print, you know, publication and trying to move people over to the digital side, that gives them some action they can take, you know, aside from just picking up the phone and calling, which I know at the end of the day, that's what we want everybody to do. But that person may still be in research mode. So if they are still in research mode, they're going to want to go to the website. They're going to want to do some research on their own and, you know, see what they can figure out based on where they're at in the buying journey. So digital versus traditional marketing and knowing which, what the success is of those forms of traffic and those channels really boils down to one, are you marrying the two together to be able to track it a little bit more effectively? You know, when you have the billboards, are you using a specific call tracking number on the billboards? Are you using a specific URL to send them to a very specific landing page that only ties to that billboard or to that radio ad or to that print publication? That way you can effectively know, hey, this is actually sending us traffic or this is actually sending us leads, so that we can really know, okay, this is a good investment and we're starting to see some ROI from it. The digital side is very, very easy to understand in terms of tracking because there's so many softwares and so many pieces of software that you can put in place and different ways of tracking that stuff that it's not difficult to understand, hey, this is how we track, you know, the success of a Facebook ad campaign. Well, here's our clicks, here's our, you know, cost per lead. Here's how many sales we ultimately made from it. It's a pretty straightforward process. The traditional side can be a little bit different because, you know, it's not digital, but we want to tie it to digital as quickly as we can. Point four, branded versus direct response. So this comes up quite a bit too. And each campaign or style of campaign obviously has its place. So for a little bit of context, you know, if you don't know, a branded, you know, campaign versus a direct response campaign. Branded campaign could be just something that's out there, like a Facebook ad. I'll use that as an example since I already mentioned it, where you're simply running it for awareness and trying to get brand recognition in front of people, in front of your target audience. So you might not have a specific promotion that you're running or a super specific call to action, such as, you know, call today and save $200 on these hearing aids. It's more for branding and awareness. It's more for staying in front of people, staying top of mind so that when the time comes and when they are ready, that you are, you know, the one they think of. And ultimately, hopefully the one they call or submit to schedule an appointment. So that's the branded side. We run a lot of those in conjunction with the direct response side, because at the end of the day, you also don't want to just keep hitting people with, hey, here's a promotion, here's a sale, buy this. You know, you got to break that cycle. The direct response is exactly like what it sounds like. We want to put an ad out there, and with the direct response is we want them to take us up on our offer and ultimately schedule an appointment. When it comes to measuring the success of these two, this is going to be wildly different. And this is where tracking and the pixel and tags all come into play here and can give you a really clear picture on how well your campaigns are doing. So for instance, if you're running a branded campaign and, you know, someone clicks on it or engages with it, they may want to go and read your, you know, content on your website. They're not actively in buying mode or they're not clicking through to schedule an appointment at this moment, but we want to pixel the person so that when they do come to that decision of, okay, I'm ready to schedule an appointment, we know that they engaged with this branded ad campaign first, or this is what caught their eye and got them into our ecosphere. Then the one that got them to take action could be the direct response ad. But that's not necessarily what the first attribution was. So tracking your first attribution and your latest attribution is extremely crucial because it gives you a clearer picture of, okay, we can cast this wide net with some branded ad campaigns. These people are going to see it and then they're going to be inside of our ecosphere and our world. And then we can hit them with, you know, some retargeting and ads that say, hey, you know, limited time offer, book now, save $200, save 20%, whatever it is. To get them into into the practice for an appointment. And that leads me right into the fifth and kind of final point here as I'm wrapping up this video. Retargeting is crucial. This video has been pertaining to measuring the success of your marketing for your practice, but one thing that a ton of practices are missing out on is just simple retargeting. They're spending all this money up front to get in front of people, whether it be through digital or you know traditional advertising. But if we can take the strategy like we were talking about of, if it's traditional, pushing them over to digital as quick as possible, we now push retargeting into play, or remarketing as some people call it. So what this is if they've engaged with anything you've had, if they've gone to your website, if they've watched a video, you know, whatever it may be, we can then show them ads and make ads follow them around based on the fact that they engaged and took action, which this is huge because the chances of them, you know, converting go up immensely. There's all kinds of different numbers out there, but for lack of the hard data in this video, I've seen numbers, you know, as high as 7x, 10x, you know, it increases the chances of that person taking action and ultimately becoming a lead or opting in and scheduling an appointment. So, retargeting must be in the mix, right? And it needs to be following up on every single campaign that you're running across the board. But a simple one to start with is just put in website retargeting. Anybody that goes to your website, no matter what page they look at, show them an ad, you know, for the next 30 days that says, hey, would you like to schedule an appointment? And watch, and I'd be willing to bet that your appointments will increase because you are giving people a second chance. You know, you never know what's gonna happen. Someone's looking at something online, phone rings, somebody's at the door, you know, dogs barking, you know, life happens. So give that person a chance to come back and ultimately opt in or convert and do what we want them to do. So those are just kind of five ways overall, just to recap, you know, how to effectively measure the success of marketing for your hearing practice. So one, set the goals and timelines. Lay those out ahead of time. Make sure you know them, make sure they're clear. Number two, get your reporting in order, set your KPIs. Do a test run, make sure everything is connected, everything's firing properly so that you know once you launch, you know, any campaigns that things are going to get measured in the right way. Three, the digital versus traditional marketing. So effectively tying the two together so that everything's uniform, everything is cohesive. We want to make sure that if they're seeing something on a billboard, they would also be able to see it on social media or on the website, because if they're driving or if they're sitting in a stoplight, you know, they're not going to be able to take action right that second, but they may want to come back to it later. So we want to tie those two together. And then branded versus direct response. You know, let's make sure we're running both campaigns and measuring those and pixeling people so that we can tie in the fifth thing, which is retargeting, and effectively give people a second chance after they've engaged with our content or our campaigns. So I hope this helps. Feel free to leave a comment below, or if you have any questions or insights, we'd be happy to talk about them. But I hope this helps you take your practice marketing to the next level, and we'll see you next time.
If you are looking for more information on how to attract more customers to your practice, go to audiologyignite.com and schedule your free practice acceleration session with marketing expert and founder Shane Gebhardts. You can also join our free Hearing Marketing Mastermind Facebook group to learn from other practice owners. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.